This call is being recorded.
All right, so welcome everybody to our call this evening. I just want to review the agenda with everybody so that we kind of have a familiarity to the agenda. So I'm going to talk about some success stories that I've recently received, and then we'll move into some research that I have recently read in regards to coenzyme Q10, some information on frankincense that I want to share with you. Then I'm going to move into the five pillars of addressing all diseased conditions, and it does not matter what you are diagnosed with. And those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Right. I also want to talk a little bit about TAFI. So TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It's a course that I have personally designed, which is based on sound, solid, scientific evidence, based on truth, and based on laws of nature. And so we start to discern between what science and their scientific studies say and laws of nature. As you know, science can be manipulated. It always depends on who is funding the study. The laws of nature are a law. They can't even change. For instance, you get energy from the good food you eat. It's just a law of nature. It just is. The leaves fall off the tree in the fall time. It just is. It's a law of nature. So TAFI is based on laws of nature. And the course that I've designed follows 35 years of experience, knowledge, and expertise working with people in the therapeutic nutritional field. TAFI is done via teleconference call, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a period of 2 months. And we do it with a team of 6 people, where each day you commit to following your exercise, taking your smoothies, eating the right foods, doing ionic breathing. You also receive a 5-minute lesson, which is emailed to you. And you report your accountability, stating that you have done your required assignments. Within TAFI, we also do a 1-day bowel cleanse, a 1-day kidney flush. And if we study the kidneys, they're responsible for the fluids that go up to the brain area. So it's not just cleaning the kidneys. This is cleaning the brain as well. And we do the 3-day liver cleanse. It's a fabulous course. It's result-oriented. Everybody who does TAFI and takes on the responsibility of their own health into their own hands gets results from TAFI. I'm in the process of organizing TAFI Team 39. There are still a couple of spots left. If you so choose to take on TAFI, please let me know. The information for my phone call is on my site, www.donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. I want to move into talking about some really incredible information I've received recently. I call them success stories from people who have used the herbs and the comments that they have made. So we had one lady that won a bottle of Focus ATN, which is a Nature Sunshine product specifically designed for the brain, and she absolutely loved it. She raved about the benefits she received by taking 4 capsules of Focus ATN every day. So this is an herbal combination designed by a scientist specifically to feed the brain. This is total brain food. So what she said was it made her mind clear. She could think clearly. She wasn't seeking for words. They just came out. Her memory had improved dramatically. And all because she was taking 4 Focus ATN a day. We had another man from Saskatchewan who had a high PSA of 7.7. And he ended up with a flu virus. So he took Min's formula, which has zinc and saw palmetto in it, and stinging nettle. And he also took ginkgo hawthorn, which enhances blood circulation. And he also took cat's claw combination. Cat's claw opens the lymphatic system. And he was able to bring his PSA back to normal using these products, which he thought he was taking for a flu virus. Very cool story. I love it. We had a story that was shared by one of our TAFI grads who had completed the one-day kidney flush. And he said the first day his urine was a film of oil. That's the words that he used. The second day, he passed little dark stones. And that's when he felt his kidneys to be warm. And he said they felt so good. We had a success story from a lady, Sue. She also is a TAFI grad. I don't think she has completed yet. She's in the process of completing TAFI with Sharon, who is a TAFI leader as well. 2 years ago, she had numerous health problems. She was sick to her stomach, anxiety, depression, feeling weak, no energy, and simply could not go to work. And she tried all kinds of things out there. So we're talking about going to doctors, going to different practitioners, and maybe she received a little bit of help.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until she took TAFI.
Today on the news, they were talking about that.
And followed the guided program that we offer in TAFI, that she was able to really get her health back. She's not only back at work, but her anxiety is gone. Her depression is gone. Her energy is gone. She's not feeling sick to her stomach anymore. And she was at our meeting on when was our meeting? Wednesday evening, and looking absolutely radiant. I get so excited when I receive these success stories that we are able to help people through nutrition, using it in therapeutic doses, when there is no other solution out there for them. This is so very exciting and so cool. I want to move into some studies I recently read, and I want to share them with you. Japanese researchers at a major medical center decided to take a look at CoQ10 to slow down mouse aging process. They chose specially bred mice that age very rapidly to study how CoQ10 could affect aging, and they compared it to a control group of mice that received no CoQ10 and no supplement at all. When the mice in all the groups reached the equivalent human age of 90 to 100, the differences between the control group and the CoQ10 group was dramatic. While the control mice were near death, as they should have been, the mice that had received the CoQ10 over their lifetime were still scampering around like little teenage mice. So this is a really awesome study on CoQ10. Now I'm getting some feedback, some background noise, so if you are in conversation during this time, please mute out so that we don't hear the background noise. I want to talk a little bit about frankincense. As you know, Nature Sunshine has some very incredible, authentic essential oils. One of them is frankincense. So frankincense actually helps to rebuild or regenerate cells and keep the existing cells and tissues healthy. It's very useful for skin health. I put it on my skin, my face, twice a day. It treats dry skin, so if you have dry skin, you can just use frankincense, and I use it with a bit of Prodarco lotion. It is known to reverse the signs of aging and reduces the appearance of stretch marks and scars. It strengthens gums. It strengthens hair roots. It stops wounds from bleeding. And it speeds up the healing of cuts, of acne, insect bites, and boils. Research by Cardiff University scientists found that frankincense can aid in inhibiting the production of key inflammatory molecules that are involved in arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, thereby helping to prevent the breakdown of the cartilage tissue that happens in arthritic situations. In addition, frankincense has been found to significantly reduce inflammation in animal studies. For colds and respiratory disorders, frankincense breaks up phlegm deposits in the respiratory tract and in the lungs and can potentially relieve bronchitis-related congestion fairly quickly. The antiseptic qualities of frankincense prevents bad breath, cavities, toothaches, mouth sores, and other infections. Frankincense can also speed up the secretion of gastric juices, bile, and helps stimulate peristaltic motions in the intestinal tract to allow food to move properly through the intestines. Frankincense can also regulate estrogen production in women and reduces those xenoestrogens that cause menopausal problems and also cause PMS problems. And frankincense can reduce cyst formation in the uterus. It also regulates the menstrual cycle of premenopausal women. Frankincense is also presently being studied for its potential to treat cancer. Scientists have observed that there is an agent in frankincense that may help stop cancer from spreading. So I wanted to share that information with you, and I want to now move into the five pillars, which I absolutely love to discuss. And we're going to start off by defining cancer. And here's what I always say. How can you treat a diseased condition if you do not understand what it is? So we need to have a definition for cancer. So cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens or starts happening when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. If you understand this definition clearly, you can overcome cancer or prevent it from happening. For cancer to occur, number one, there is an injury. There is cell replication happening in cancer. Cells in our bodies follow the laws of nature. They do not randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. And the replication is happening because there is an injury that needs to be repaired. So even Dr. McDougall said, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. They divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Well, what is it that stem cells need in order to replicate healthy cells. They need nutrition. So for cancer to occur, there is definitely a nutritional deficiency. Your stem cells do not have enough building blocks. So therefore, healthy cells cannot replicate. The required nutrients aren't in place. And I often hear this. You can get all the nutrients you need from the grocery store bought foods that you are having on your dinner plate every evening. The answer is not. If that was true, we wouldn't have an epidemic of cancer in our society. And recently, Health Canada has revealed to us that 1 in 2 people are diagnosed with cancer. So if that were true, and you could get all the nutrients from grocery store-bought foods, you wouldn't have an epidemic of cancer. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. It's a law of nature that the stem cells need oxygen and they need nutrients for the purpose of oxidation to create healthy cells for you. There is no oxygen. There's not enough oxygen at the injured area. So therefore, oxidation cannot take place for cell replication. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. It's so toxic there that the lymphatic system has simply given up. It can't clean out that debris that has accumulated in that injured area. And finally, that toxic debris gives rise to infection, a fungal infection. So the bottom line is this. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. And I think if it integrates into the stem cell line of brain cells, the end result would be dementia or Alzheimer's. If the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result would be multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result would be infertility. And when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope you can see the commonality in all of these cases, be it cancer, Parkinson's, MS, infertility, obesity, Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, heart disease. 5 pillars need to be addressed. Let's talk about pillar 1, injury. Even way back in 1903, the medical textbook that was used in universities, it was put together by Dr. Ziegler. University doctors were taught that the causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. End of quote. They were taught that cancer starts from an injury. Now let's talk about kinds of injuries. So one of the kinds of injuries is a physical injury, which comes from falls or accidents or blows or car accidents and so on. But an injury could also come from an exploratory surgery. Or perhaps an infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. And in Taffy, you learn how to do the kidney flush. And if anybody wants to know how to do it, I'm happy to share it with anybody that would like to do the kidney flush. Or a gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breast. I've never had a mammogram. I don't ever plan to get one. you want to have breast cancer, just have a mammogram every single year. It causes an injury to the breasts. Biopsies cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Hearing a phone ringing in the background.
Hello?
Excuse me? Root canal procedures cause injuries. In our society today, we use drugs. Every single drug has a side effect. The other word for side effect is inflammation. In other words, drugs all have dangers. That's why they're prescribed. So what do drugs do? They can cause gut permeability, which leads to leaky gut, and that causes injury to our intestinal walls. There are anti-nutrients present in today's grains that cause leaky gut, scientifically documented. There are other anti-nutrients called phytates in present-day grains that are scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals. An accumulation of toxic debris will invite a virus, as it does in human papilloma. So human papilloma virus only appears there because there's a toxic accumulation at the level of the cervix. It doesn't just automatically show up. It happens because of a toxic accumulation. That virus takes place, and that virus can injure the cervix. A vaccination will not solve the problem. A toxic accumulation can also invite infections. So think about an accumulation of toxic debris in the liver that can cause hepatitis. An infection doesn't just automatically appear there. It follows the laws of nature. There's an accumulation of toxic debris, and boom, you can have an infection, or boom, you can have a virus. An injury can also come from a nutritional deficiency. And so let's think about chapped skin. Chapped skin happens because there's usually an omega-3 deficiency. Our foods today are very depleted in all minerals. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that was 2 years ago, and I've lost count, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941. This is where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods, and they then repeated the same type of analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991, and guess what they discovered? An alarming, and I'm underlining the word alarming, range of difference in nutrient value of all foods in 1991. It's worse in 2017. I'll give you an example. Spinach in 1991 had 60% less iron. Fruits had 27% less zinc. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. And there's a whole list. I want us to get the picture. You'd have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. There's a whole list. So we have to know that we're nutrient deficient, and those foods from the grocery store are lacking minerals. Antoine Béchamp in the 1860s, he stated that a deficiency of even one mineral That's all it takes. Missing one mineral, and boom, morbid waste matter will start to accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling, a century later in the 1970s, quote, said this, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency." And mineral deficiencies cause injury. And stem cells cannot repair your injury without those minerals. It's an essential building block. We're also lacking omega-3. Omega-3 reduces, or lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. There was a study done with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer, and they were fed a high amount of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells simply exploded and those tumors simply shrank to nothing. This is the power of omega-3. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, A Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there was a parasite in every cancer case. Cancer starts when there is an accumulation of toxic waste debris. That toxic waste debris will also invite parasites. It can invite infections. It can invite viruses. It can also invite parasites. So think about the prostate, for instance, which is a particularly vulnerable area. You have a toxic accumulation of, say, candida. Bingo. This is when parasite infestation starts to happen. And a parasite can cause an injury to a membrane, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Dr. Versendahl, Dr. Simoncini, and Dr. Lustig stated that cancer was started by candida yeast in the body. I tend to agree with that. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches. Think about all of our grains that are extremely high in starches. Then we get sick and we take antibiotics. Then we take various drugs that all feed candida. That candida yeast grows a tendril structure or roots that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. And that candida then escapes into the bloodstream that makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida can be found anywhere in our body, the intestinal tract, the lungs, the sinuses, the brain. It could be found anywhere. Candida also produces xenoestrogens that are known to feed cancer. And those xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid, which impedes metabolism. And the thyroid is responsible for iodine sources. The iodine is needed for radiation absorption. It's needed for metabolism. So bingo, metabolism is hampered, the thyroid can't function, all because of candida. And these xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. And I'm going to add, and we can't think straight. We're confused. We can't remember. These false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production by the membranes and weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues and organs. Low body temperature can result in injury. This is a good exercise for everyone. First thing in the morning, take your body temperature. Before you move, take your body temperature. good normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Good normal body temperature means good blood circulation, which means the oxygen and those that energy and all that those nutrients are reaching all the cells and tissues and organs and glands of the body. Lowered oxygen means microbial invasion that could lead to cancer. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Low body temperature leads to Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attacks, depression, and so on. I'm going to talk a little bit about Dr. Bernice Eddy. She was a scientist in the 1950s working in a lab, and she discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. There she was in a lab injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And all of these hamsters were getting various cancers. Isn't that interesting that that information did not reach the media and you did not know about this? She was horrified. She reported her findings to her colleagues, warned them. If they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired, and we have an epidemic of cancer, and nobody knows why we have cancer. The law of nature states that nothing that is toxic belongs in our body. Think about those vaccinations. How many have you had? They're loaded with heavy metals and all kinds of other toxic debris that does not belong in anybody's body. I want to talk about sugar. Think about sugar. We all know that it can rob minerals and calcium from your teeth and cause cavities. Well, what do you think sugar does to your internal organs? Dr. Fibiger in 1926 watched rats in a sugar warehouse and they were all getting cancer. So he decided to repeat his observation in a laboratory setting and proved the relationship between sugar and cancer, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer and to candida and to all kinds of other problems, heart disease and heart attacks and depression and all those other kind of problems that we're afflicted with. Dr. Otto Warburg also received a Nobel Prize. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals. There's toxic heavy metals in all those vaccinations, every single one of them. Study the ingredients to a vaccine. It's the law of nature that says it does not belong in our bodies. Toxic heavy metals also come from mercury fillings in the teeth. They get into the bloodstream and they make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation. This leads to poor blood circulation and lowered body temperature. Dr. A. Hamer studied the effects of emotions, and he stated that injuries can come from strong emotions. So think about it. Strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, hatred, that causes an overload of toxic acids, and we have all felt it when we've been angry. We have felt it in our solar plexus. If that happens on an everyday basis and those acids are continuously being produced, those acids can eat away at the membranes of internal organs. And there's a saying that goes along with this. It's like, what's eating you? I want to move into discussing what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area, which we call current of injury. That message, that current of injury, sets up an ionic field, and that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The job of the stem cells is cell replication. And in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they need fundamental building blocks. They are our little carpenters inside our body. And they need to have their building materials, which are amino acids and minerals and vitamins and essential fatty acids and oxygen and so on. And if all of these building materials are present, you've provided all those nutrients to the stem cells, then the stem cells can make healthy cells for you and repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. But imagine what happens when there are building blocks missing, when there are minerals missing. Then it is just a law of nature, common sense, that a healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. And consequently, this current of injury will continue. So now we know that one of the keys to putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals, plenty of essential nutrients, because you're not getting them from grocery store-bought foods. I want to speak on inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins from grains, poke holes in the gut membrane. And all these things escape through the holes and get into the bloodstream. And that makes the blood sticky and heavy, puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate. And now these toxic lectins, indeed heavy metals, start escaping through the tiny holes, and they accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to take the oxygen and the nutrients to all the cells and tissues. And they start to leak out through the holes. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. And now we have a swelling. Now we have the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and an accumulation of these various toxins. Now, your body is miraculous because that's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle veins, which are adjacent just near the neck area. And the salty, fluty part of the lymphatic system, which we call the lymph, will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens when we continue to dump toxic debris into our bodies. The lectins from the grains, the drugs, the antibiotics, the acids from stress and emotions, the heavy metals and all that toxic goo from the vaccinations and flu shots and toxic chemicals and so on. You can start to see that pretty soon that poor lymphatic system will start to malfunction. It's overloaded. So now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins, and over a period of time, there's a buildup, which leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. When the oxygen level to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer take place. This was documented by Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931. If we have enough sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar, and the process of fermentation produces more toxins, more acids, more ammonia. And all of this toxic debris is a perfect breeding ground for parasites, microbes, and fungus. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication to repair an injury, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So cancer is not a genetic problem. You're not born with a cancer gene, which will give you cancer sometimes in the future. It's the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells. These fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury, and that current of injury is continuing with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. Now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth of mutated cells that happen for the purpose of repairing an injury, and that repair of injury cannot take place because there is a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency and a fungal infection is growing in that accumulation of toxic debris. Once we know that we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can reverse the whole process. So what can we do to prevent cancer, to prevent diabetes, heart disease, or to reverse cancer or diabetes or heart disease or brain disorders, depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on? What can we do? We do the same thing. We stop feeding the cancer. We stop feeding candida. We eliminate sugars, starches, grain, alcohol, toxic foods. I mean, they shouldn't even be called foods. We just don't eat those kind of things. Then we work to repair the injury. We need to give the stem cells the nutrients they need to repair the lungs or the prostate or the brain or the intestinal tract. They need nutrients. So we eat good foods, the right foods, such as grass-fed meat. Meat is known to raise body temperature. Fish, eggs, oils of all kinds, seeds, nuts, almonds, cashews, vegetables of all kinds, salads of all kinds, seeds, berries of all kinds. And even if we're eating the right foods, we're not getting enough nutrients. This is where we resort to making a smoothie a superfood smoothie, and those superfoods come from nature's sunshine, documented to be quality controlled. That's why people who take on this program get results if they take enough of it and if they do it long enough and if they address the sources of their inflammation. You have to know where the poison is coming from that's causing inflammation, that irritation in your body. So here are the superfood smoothie or the nutrients for the superfood smoothie. Chinese mineral qi tonic is red for all the missing trace minerals and all the tonic herbs to feed the entire glandular system. Yellow is flax hull lignans, scientifically documented to bind toxic xenoestrogens. White is Collatrim Plus, it's collagen powder. This is bioavailable amino acids that helps to heal the leaky gut, to help to heal injuries. It's also got freeze-dried aloe vera in it. Blue, this is where we can have berries or Zambrosa from Nature's Sunshine and water. Green is chlorophyll or green zone. You notice how we put all the colors into our smoothie. Those colors all have different energy frequencies. And this smoothie takes the place of and the need to do any kind of juicing. Grocery store-bought foods don't have enough nutrients. No point in buying them and juicing. No point. Then we take super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can readily move in and toxins readily move out. And we take a vitamin D3, which is needed to replace the vitamin D3 that is lost by those toxic phytates found in present-day grains. The next thing we do is we work on reducing inflammation. And so we take Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach to get into that bloodstream to digest undigested protein particles and undigested food particles that get there because of leaky gut. And we take colostrum on an empty stomach, scientifically known to get into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins from grains. And we use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that those poisons, those toxins, can move out through the natural elimination channels. And many times, a consultation is essential, or you need to do taffy to find out where your personal poison is coming from that's causing the inflammation. This is critical. Then we move into activating the elimination channels. This is where you can use body detox or LBS2. You can do the one-day kidney flush. And we want to clean the blood to increase circulation. This is where we use MC, the most incredible chelation tablet that there is ever out there on the market. It cleans out, it binds heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes, toxic triglycerides. And if that's cleaned out, boom, the blood circulates better and the oxygen increases. Then we want to address infection. This is where we use antifungal herbs. So cat's claw has some antifungal properties. Podarco has antifungal properties. Red clover has antifungal properties. But the one that I use for all of my cancer clients is papaw. It's an American, it comes from an American tree. grows in eastern United States, and the twigs and leaves are picked in May, pulverized, and an active ingredient called acetogenins is extracted. Dr. McLaughlin did over 20 years of research on the American pawpaw. He found it to be a million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. And this is a plant. Pawpaw is a plant. It has no side effects. It cannot poison your body like chemotherapy can. Pawpaw inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. And it gets right into those cancer cells and destroys them. Then we can move into increasing stem cell production. This is where we use astragalus. It's found in cat's claw. And we can use silver, which will increase healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream, documented by Dr. Becker. So finally, I want to say many people have used this particular program. The program is addressing the five pillars: injury with nutrition not found in grocery stores, inflammation. We need to find the source of the poison and address it. Then we use cat's claw, colostrum, and protease plus enzymes. Elimination. We address the elimination channels, the bowels, the kidneys, the respiratory tract. Infection. This is where we use pawpaw. And circulation, this is where we use the MC tablet. This is a simple program. It always works. It just doesn't work for those people that don't understand it. And they bounce around from one product to another product to another product, or one practitioner to another practitioner to another practitioner, searching for answers, when in fact, it takes addressing five pillars. It follows the laws of nature. Your body is created to heal, and it will heal if you give your body enough therapeutic nutrition, you take enough of it, and you do it for a long enough time. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we'll open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.